Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Sazria Mitzvah. The Parshios of Vayikra, which is known as Teres Kayanim, begin with the halachis of Korbanos, and now move on to the halachis of Tumah, the Taira, which is of course Sazria Mitzvah. An incredible Arsa Meach at the end of Hilchus Mikvais, who makes an extraordinary point regarding the Nakuda of difference between Hilchus Karbanis and the progression to Taris, in explanation of the Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchus Mikvais. Let me share with you the Machshava of the Arsa Meach there in Sefer Arsa Meach al Rambam, Sides Hilchus Mikvais. Dr. Sameach, in Hilchus Karbanos, Karbanos, of course, are for kapara. A carbon is a kapara for a mezid sometimes, and a shegeg other times, if it was done deliberately or with negligence. If someone is an out-and-out oinus, if someone is totally guiltless, he has no guilt in what happened, there is no carbon. There's no such thing as a carbon to be a kapara to something that happened by oinus. Hilchus Tumah and Tahara are not that way. A person becomes Tameh whether or whether not he did anything deliberately or not deliberately. As a matter of fact, the carbon of a Yeledes, these are things that happen when a person became Tamei and didn't do anything wrong, especially a Yeledes. She did a wonderful thing. She had a baby, she had a child, she brought in the Shema to Klal Yisrael. The difference, again, is that Hilchus Tumah and Tahara happen whether you do it deliberately or not. The Rambam at the end of Mikvais connects Hilchus Tumah and Tahara with the halachas of deis, hilchas deis, the ideas of our faith, the yisaidis of Yiddishkeit. Zokta or sameach, when it comes to doing a maisa, an act that's an aveira, an oinus is not doing an aveira, is not chayiv at all. An oinus is an oinus. But when it comes to deis mishubashais, when it comes to incorrect shitais, deis in Yiddishkeit, it doesn't matter if a person is amazing, a shaygeg, or an einis. Deos mishubashais, incorrect shitais in life, are destructful even when someone is an einis. Rav Ochana writes in his language that nebuch an apikairis is oichit an apikairis, meaning someone is an apikairis through no fault of his own. Nebuchadnezzar is Eichanapikairis. A Deya Mishubeshes is a Deya Mishubeshes. Zokt Dar Sameach, therefore, Tumin Tahir, we see a tide to the Shita Sachayim. Even an Oinus is Tameh. It's tied to Ilchis Deyas. The Ara Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Ara Hashem, the Ara Shechinah comes on a person only when he's tar. Whether it is or is not his fault, totally irrelevant. It comes on a person. We find in the Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, a remez, a hint to the sixth Sidre Mishnah. Vahoya emunas itecha chaysin Yeshua ischachmas vedas. The Gemara says Amunas is Seder Zroim, Itecha is Seder Mayed, etc. Das is Seder Taharis. Deis is Seder Taharis. The Marsha writes on that Gemara, Deis means the Ruach HaKadosh, the ability to have a sense of Shechina, a sense of Ruach HaKadosh to a person. That's tied to Seder Taharis. And the Meila, as I use, the ability to be a person who has Ruach HaKadosh has to do with Tahara, whether it's willingly or not willingly, whether it's deliberately or not deliberately, totally irrelevant. Memela, we understand that in Yanei Mikvah, in Yanei Taira, are very much tied to the Ruach HaKodesh, to the Or Hashem, the ability of someone to have a sense of Kedusha, a sense of being able to feel Ruchnius, to feel Taira. Someone once asked the Mashkiach from Moshe Wolfson, what the Indian is to go to a mikvah nowadays that we don't have Tumah and Tahira. He responded, he doesn't know. But if a mikvah could turn a non-Jew into a Jew, it seems logical that it could turn a Jew into a better Jew. The idea of going to mikvah is not only for Hasidim. The Chayei Adam writes, an Indian to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. There's a sense of Tahira that elevates a person. And that's the message of the Sameach, the Kavanas HaRambam, that for Deis Mishubashais, a person has to beware shitais that are incorrect. And that's the follow-through from Hilchos Karbanos, which deal with one level of problem, to moving on to Hilchos Taharis and Tumah, which are something really on a greater level. A greater level, being able to be in Ishtar. This is a machshava as we move to Parshas Sazria Mitzrayim. I want to share a thought with you, which is a general thought regarding Svira and the march to Shavuos. It's something which a person needs to take to heart. I've learned Masechtas Rosh Hashanah many times. I'm a Bechor, and Erev Pesach, I make a Siyum. For the last 40-plus years, I'm making a Siyum on Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. So I learned the Masechta many times. There are a few words that I still don't understand. It bothered me through the years. It says the following language, the following Lashon. The Gemara says that B'tishrei Nivra Ha'elam, B'tishrei Neldu Aves, B'tishu Mesei Aves, B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkad Asara Rachel V'Chana. And Rosh Hashanah, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were remembered. Pashit, I would think, that means that they became pregnant. They started carrying a child on Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says, no, of course not. That's not what it means. Nifkada means, Rashi says, Allah zechroinam lefnei Hashem l'tayva. It was Paskin on that day they would have a child in the coming year. As I state in Rashi. So it bothered me an obvious kasha. I don't understand Pashup Shat. What do you mean, Rosh Hashanah was Gepaskin, that Sarah, Rachel, and Chana will have children? It's Gepaskin on everybody at that time of the year. Every single person is Gepaskin on Rosh Hashanah. It's from the Yisaydei Amuna that every person is up Gepaskin on Rosh Hashanah. What's it talking about, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana? This summer, I was learning in our Sameach, there was a Likud Sefer. I looked there, and he brought the following pshat. He said, most people, Rosh Hashanah is Gepaskin, and Yom Kippur is the Chasima. Not so. Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, by them the Chasima was on Rosh Hashanah. They weren't like the Beinanim, Pluim, Vayimdim. They were Tzadikim, they were Paskin on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, a Pshat. But it's still not satisfying. What's the Chiddush that Sarah was not a Beinani? He's a beer. It was Parshas Re'eh on the Pasik. Re'eh Nechi Nechim Lefnechem Ayayim Es HaBracha Ves HaKlala. The Sephardi says the following. Es ha-brocha v'sakol, shnei kitzavai saying, choose brocha or klala. Not to be a beinani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking for beinanim. He's not looking for people who are somewhere in between that are 50-50 yidden. It's not for beinanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It's not for beinanim that the whole Asik with Klal Yisrael was made. Es ha-brocha v'sakolah. If you want to be machim klal, you got to go to brocha. And then I understood in Rosh Hashanah Nifkad Asara Rachel V'Chana, Klal Yisrael is not geboyt from Beinanim. The binyan of Klal Yisrael is from a psak on Rosh Hashanah, the people who look to do mitzvahs in exactly the right way. As we march towards Kabbalah Satayra, that has to be our asik, our thought, to march and do it the right way. For years, I daven Rav Feivel Kohn. He used to tell the story of a man, Lachameya V'Esrim, that's told he can go to Olam Haba, and he put him in a room, and there's a little cot and one pillow and a bench. And he says, this is Olam Haba? that I told him there's a shita, according to some shitas, you can be yotzei olam haba with this. His point was that a yid who goes to olam haba with being yotzei according to some shitas is a felt by him. That's not the olam haba we want. That's not the Yiddishkeit we want. We have a lechet chila dikei Yiddishkeit. We have to shake off that this anutzer alai type of shitas achayim. We have to try to live chayim muhudarim, chayim that's muhudar. We want that's our goal. And with that thought, I'd like to wish one and all an absolutely wonderful Shabbos. Count the sphere of field. We're 2 weeks out of 7. We're heading towards Kabbalah Satayr. A good Shabbos to one and all.